Advocates for legalizing the recreational use of marijuana by adults in Connecticut say 2021 will be the year that the state approves it. State lawmakers had argued legalization would go against federal law, but a landmark vote in the U.S. House to remove marijuana from the list of controlled substances gives it a boost. WSHU's Evan Odama reports.
The U.S. House voted to regulate and tax cannabis sales for the first time earlier this month. There's no indication that the U.S. Senate would take action, but that has not dampened the optimism of advocates like Fred Costensen.
We are going to get federal decriminalization and effective legalization of recreational marijuana in the next few years.
Costensen is the director of the Connecticut Center for Economic Analysis at UConn. He supports legalization for economic reasons. Plus, 11 states have already done it, and voters in five states supported it in November.
And all five passed, even in very conservative states.
Connecticut is one of 34 states that allow the medical use of marijuana. Costensen says that generates very little economic activity. But he says legalization of adult recreational use would generate jobs, a strong growth in GDP, and more than $600 million in tax revenue in the first 5 years. However, Connecticut would have to act quickly otherwise.
We will simply be exporting our money to buy marijuana products from other states.
Kebra Smith says she'd like to see Black and Latinx communities benefit from legalization. She's a registered nurse and one of only a handful of African Americans with a license to market medical marijuana in Connecticut.
I want other people to be able to do that. And that is only going to happen if we open up this market. You know, our medical industry here in Connecticut is very limited. There's no entry point for people of color. They're not even accepting applications.
Even some faith leaders see legalization as an issue of economic and social justice. The Reverend Tommy Jackson is a pastor of Rehoboth Fellowship Church in Stamford.
The legalization of cannabis goes a long way to making things better in the community in which I serve and live.
Jackson helped craft Governor Ned Lamont's marijuana legislation bill that stalled after the last legislative session ended abruptly due to the pandemic. He says he's working to get fellow members of the faith community on board.
They have to see not only the benefit of reducing criminality, but the effects of public safety in our community.
Jackson is confident the bill will pass next year if it addresses inequality in the war on drugs. That's a position supported by incoming Connecticut House Speaker Matt Ritter. He says he'll ensure that the bill includes a provision to expunge marijuana possession convictions.
We have to also think about the historic wrongs and the imbalances on the prosecution of marijuana. And I think it doesn't exist today as much as we've decriminalized it, but we could expunge records for marijuana if we legalized it.
Incoming House Republican Minority Leader Vincent Candelara says opposition to marijuana is not partisan because there are Democrats and Republicans on both sides of the issue.
As somebody who has opposed the legislation, my concern is the commercialization of marijuana. It's not just allowing people to do it, but you are encouraging an enterprise of an illicit drug.
Still, advocates hope freshman lawmakers will turn the tide in the next legislative session, which begins on January 6th. Ebon Udama, WSHU News.